Morning, Alex. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, thanks so much for joining us this morning. So, first of all, what was the inspiration behind transforming these silos?
So, in the initial days, back in 2014, Form started a public festival, which essentially was bringing street artists from all over the world. And there was a huge amount of interest from our regional areas. And so we really wanted to sort of pivot and morph that festival into something that our regional towns can enjoy as well. And we thought, what better canvas than these grain silos?
Hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, very interesting. So how did you decide which artists to contact when choosing which silos to work on?
So there's a few different methods that we took to choose the silos. So that was around the accessibility, so how good viewing opportunities there were around town for the silos, what surface they are, so whether they were concrete or steel, and then also obviously CBH Group, their priority areas. So for our particular silo, we were really keen on having artists from completely different styles and completely different places to come and interpret these towns and communities in their own way. So the six different towns on our trail are completely different styles, completely different themes, and completely different artists.
Wow. And just out of interest, how many silos have you guys used?
So we have painted six sites. And each site has 3 to 4 silos that have been painted on it. So quite a bit. We've sort of done a few steps and we've got, I think, over 1,800 litres of paint we've used.
Whoa.
And so over 7,000 square metres of canvas as well. So it's been a really big project, huge undertaking, but super successful and hopefully will be fruitful in trying to drive people to these regions to sort of see the artworks, but also experience the community.
Yeah, wow, that's as you mentioned before, that is a lot of paint.
Oh
my goodness. So what kind of impact is this art going to have on the local towns around them?
Well, since we started in 2015, we've already seen sort of pretty significant impacts with towns along the trail both letting us know that they have a higher number of visitors and visitation, both in their caravan parks and just passing through town. But we've also had towns let us know as well. For example, like Pingrup, where we are right now, they've actually opened a cafe in time for this silo project to start because they're aware of sort of the knock-on effects that this could have. So we're looking at things like increased visitation, more sort of opportunities for people to make the most of this in economic ways as well, so through their own tourism ventures, tours, or setting up things like cafes as well.
Wow. So do you have any plans for the future of this project looking beyond these towns?
So we never say never. The partnership was for six silos over 3 years, which we're about to finish up. But there's also a lot of other really interesting agriculture infrastructure as well, and so many deserving communities too. So I wouldn't be surprised if once again this project sort of morphs into something different. But really right now we've got a pretty big job ahead of us to try and market this trail to really make sure people, both here in Western Australia but also over east as well where your listeners are from, to come over here. We know grey nomads love these types of projects.
Mm.
So, yeah, we want to try and bring as many people over to experience these towns as possible.
Absolutely. Well, good luck for the project. Good luck with the paint. And thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you for listening.
Of course. That was Rihanna Pezzaniti speaking to us today about the Public Silo Trail, a project that has set out to make giant plain grain silos into beautiful works of art in rural Australian towns over in our west.